everyone, and welcome back to RomanianPod101.com. This is Beginner Season 1, Lesson 8, talking about your daily routine in a Romanian. Dana here.
Bună, I'm Mihai.
In this lesson, you'll learn about modal verbs for expressing ability. The conversation takes place downtown.
It's between Masanobu and Andreea.
The speakers are friends, therefore they will speak informal Romanian. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Ce faci de obicei sâmbătă?
De obicei, dimineața fac cumpărături, iar după amiaza fac sport.
Ce sport faci?
Dacă este timp frumos, joc tenis, dar dacă plouă, stau acasă.
Foarte frumos. Și mie îmi place tenisul.
Haide să jucăm împreună weekendul viitor.
Sigur. Poți să mă suni miercuri? Stabilim la ce oră să mergem.
Listen to the conversation one more time slowly.
Ce faci de obicei sâmbăta?
De obicei, dimineața fac cumpărături, iar după amiaza fac sport.
Ce sport faci?
Dacă este timp frumos, joc tenis. Dar dacă plouă, stau acasă.
Foarte frumos. Și mie îmi place tenisul.
Haide să jucăm împreună weekendul viitor.
Sigur. Poți să mă suni miercuri? Stabilim la ce oră să mergem.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Ce faci de obicei sâmbăta?
What do you usually do on Saturdays?
De obicei, dimineața fac cumpărături, iar după amiaza fac sport.
I usually shop in the morning and in the afternoon I play sports.
Ce sport faci?
What sports do you play?
Dacă este timp frumos, joc tenis, dar dacă plouă, stau acasă.
If the weather's nice, I like playing tennis, but if it rains, I stay at home.
Foarte frumos. Și mie îmi place tenisul.
Very nice. I like tennis too.
Haide să jucăm împreună weekendul viitor.
Let's play together next weekend.
Sigur. Poți să mă suni miercuri? Stabilim la ce oră să mergem.
Sure, can you call me on Wednesday? We'll decide what time to go. Are Romanians hospitable?
Yes, we are. Customs differ from region to region, but Romanians will invite you into their homes and provide you with food and drink.
Are gifts important?
Yes. If you're invited to someone's home, gifts of alcohol and flowers are welcomed. But make sure the flowers are in odd numbers.
Why only odd numbers?
Even numbers are reserved for funerals.
Are gifts given on occasions like birthdays and Christmas too?
Yes, and yes. Also on name days, New Year's, Easter, Women's Day, Couples Day, Dragobete, and weddings.
Well, that's a lot of days to give gifts. What kind of gifts should you give?
A gift that's symbolic, unexpected, or creative is highly appreciated.
Do you have to spend much on these gifts?
About 15 euros is a good amount.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
Sâmbătă.
Saturday.
Sâmbătă. Sâmbătă.
Next we have...
Dimineața.
In the morning.
Dimineața. Dimineața.
Next we have...
Cumpărături.
Shopping.
Cumpărături. Cumpărături.
Next we have...
Sport.
Sport.
Sport. Sport.
Next we have...
Tennis.
Tennis.
Tennis. Tennis.
Next we have...
A juca.
To play.
A juca. A juca.
Next we have...
Împreună.
Together.
Împreună. Împreună.
Next we have...
Miercuri.
Wednesday.
Miercuri. Miercuri.
And lastly...
Frumos.
Beautiful.
Frumos. Frumos.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase is
foarte frumos,
meaning very nice. This is an exclamatory expression.
It comes from the morpheme foarte,
which means very,
and the adjective frumos.
This is beautiful in singular masculine form.
This shows a great appreciation from the speaker.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say joci tenis foarte frumos,
which means you play tennis? Very nice. Okay, what's the next word?
A juca împreună,
meaning to play together.
This is an expression formed from the verb a juca.
This means to play.
And the modal adverb împreună.
This means together. It translates literally to play together.
You can use this to express the action of playing a game with someone.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, vrei să jucăm basket împreună mâine seară?
Which means, do you want to play basketball together tomorrow night? Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about modal verbs to express ability. First, we'll look at to be able to or can.
This is a putea and is the most common modal verb used in Romanian to express ability.
Let's check a couple of conjugations for this modal verb. First, how do we say I can, I am able to?
Eu pot.
How about we can, we are able to?
Noi putem.
Let's check some past tense ones. I could, I was able to.
Eu am putut.
And we could, we were able to.
Noi am putut. There are many more examples in the lesson notes.
How do we use this verb? Let's hear some examples.
Dan poate înțelege româna, însă nu poate vorbi foarte bine.
Dan can understand Romanian, but he cannot speak very well.
Ați putea să vorbiți mai încet, vă rog?
Can you please lower your voice?
Aș putea să vă ajut?
Can I help you?
Acest lucru nu se poate întâmpla.
This thing cannot happen.
Ai putea să te rătăcești singur pe munți.
You could get lost alone in the mountains. Can we use these conjugations in formal or polite situations?
In those cases, we use the interrogative form in the plural second person.
Let's end the lesson with an example of this.
Puteți să mă sunați mâine?
Can you call me tomorrow? To make it more polite, you can use the conditional optative tense.
For example, ați putea să mă sunați mâine?
Could you call me tomorrow?
Here's a super easy way to learn more Romanian words.
And it only takes you seconds a day.
It's our free Word of the Day study tool.
You sign up. You get one new word every day in your email inbox.
You stay motivated because it comes every day.
And learning new words literally takes seconds. Sign up for your free lifetime account
to get the Word of the Day right now.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
La revedere. Ce faci de obicei sâmbăta?
De obicei, dimineața fac cumpărături, iar după amiaza fac sport.
Ce sport faci?
Dacă este timp frumos, joc tenis, dar dacă plouă, stau acasă.
Foarte frumos. Și mie îmi place tenisul.
Haide să jucăm împreună weekendul viitor.
Sigur. Poți să mă suni miercuri? Stabilim la ce oră să mergem.